raconter l'histoire d'une belle délaissée au beau milieu d'une clairière. Je me désespère parmi mes pères. On me dévisage.
This is an audio recording of a group of adults playing Dungeons & Dragons 4th Edition. These podcasts may contain explicit language and mature situations. You have been warned.
Hey, I noticed something on listening to the podcast. Mm-hmm. You know these crystal dagger thingies we have?
Yes.
They have an encounter power that allows us to get combat advantage as long as somebody else was the one that's standing next to the monster.
Cool.
It's an encounter power once per, or once, yeah.
So the person next to the monster gets it even though there's not two of you?
Two of you have to be next to it.
Two of it have to be next to it, but you don't have to be on the opposite side.
That's cool.
I wasn't in the room when he was saying that the first time. He was describing the daggers.
Was it you weren't in the room or you were talking and didn't listen to it?
I was talking to him. Also, I got to thinking, too, after reading that thing about the daggers and him telling about it. You know, the Tegan guy probably made six of those.
So he's in on the conversation?
Yeah, anytime we send a message, he's getting a read-in on it. He's got a servant someplace that's, you know, sitting there and what.
So we got to throw in some, you know, that Tegan guy really saved our ass a couple of times.
Yeah, Tegan
guy. Love that guy.
He owes me money.
So listening to the podcast, have you figured out where this book is that we're supposed
no.
to
already figure it out? No freaking clue. Come I'm on, thinking man. About that.
Come on.
I don't know.
Come on, obviously, he's mentioned something that we've just skipped right over.
I've listened to every one of the podcasts. I don't know.
Man, you gotta get a life.
Yeah. Well, I may have Daredevil's powers, but there's no skyscrapers to swing from in Sepulveda, so I can't go fight crime.
There are a couple of blocks where you could go.
There's a whole lot of walking involved if you fight crime in Sepulveda.
You can do all the picking up litter right now.
Yeah, sonar helps you pick up litter so much. And it's not noisy at night in Sepulveda, so you have to walk around going beep.
Yeah, the temple.
He's the guy that says bing.
Bing.
I should have put that down last Monday.
Anyway. You sure should have. What?
Last Monday was in your status on Facebook. You're supposed to put down Monty Python quotes.
That was
International Monty Python Quote Day.
Did not know that.
Nobody expects to spend the Inquisition. Well, I put down. So.
Stop. Too silly.
Yeah.
Stop again. All right. What's all this, then?
Right now, something completely different.
Exactly. Started with little old ladies.
That's a condition common with Norwegian that is.
What you gonna bring in the keep left sand?
What? Behind the bunny?
No!
Grand Gannon. You can
green
stand on young people.
Oh, oh, right about the throne.
Where's my green deck?
I don't know, maybe that clear one.
I don't want the clear one, I want my green deck. Well, what'd you do with it? You are not?
Oh, yeah.
The green die.
Oh, dear children. I gathered up all the dice that were here.
You guys hear I got this new crystal green dye that's called on my mallet, huh?
I'll give you a green dye
called Laura.
Who did you call?
408034.
You want to listen to Staying Alive?
Stay alive. No, it's too noisy in here. It didn't pick up my voice. Skeletons.
Oh, that's loud. That's hard to listen.
Yeah, I know.
Skeleton booty.
Kind of like that, man. It's just skeleton.
What?
Booty. John Booty.
Count the Monet.
I need to get that movie. I want money to write down. I need to get that movie.
We got the Netflix streaming thing for run right through our Wii.
Yeah, we'll do that too.
Man, that works awesome.
Yep.
I was surprised at how good it works.
It's very awesome.
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 Is it awesome? Possum?
No, you just have to get more movies that are actually streamable.
Damn.
River runs
yeah,
through.
In concept, it's awesome. In practice, it's just... Well, it's like 95% of the movies I want to see are
unfortunately
not.
For the adventurers, they ran into not one, not two, but three Cthulhus.
We just killed one last time.
The battle did not last long.
Oh, so you're adding more? That's like me adding another 300-ton mechs after you headshot the first three.
Wasn't Cthulhu the best navigator ever?
That was Sulu, you idiot.
Roar!
It's Cthulhu.
You know how Cthulhu holds up his pants, don't you?
No.
Cthulhu!
Baby Cthulhu's.
Minis.
What? I needed something.
It's hard to find Cthulhu, huh? After that, I'm looking for one.
How's it for the next campaign?
Great.
Chicago? They're in Chicago?
Need ammunition.
Need a bigger gun.
See, Scott took it. Scott's gonna take a guy who's a boxer who stands up toe to toe with stuff and fights it. I heard Cthulhu, and I took a guy with guns. Preferably big guns from a long way up.
Like, he don't wear gloves. It's not like he can't pull a gun out and fire.
Not accurately.
He's got gun skills.
Not good enough.
I think you can pull the trigger that with all four
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, but for you to effectively use your best stuff, you're going to have to run right up into the teeth of that thing and beat the snot out of it.
Sure, there'll be some.
Bloody boat.
He would never make a campaign that would totally nullify your character concept.
Yeah, he would. And you're going to turn to me and you're going to say, besides, how big could it be? And the tentacle will come out and grab you and pull you down the hall. Well, I'm running the other way.
How you say?
No, nobody's ever made a decent Cthulhu movie. I've never seen one.
Hellboy was good.
A decent Cthulhu movie?
Hellboy was good.
You know, he's destined to win. I mean, it's just portal opens, Cthulhu comes in, swallows the earth, and that's it. 5 minutes.
And then you go to the next
one. Just short.
Yeah.
Actually, I thought that Mist movie was kind of Cthulhu-ish.
Yeah, it was gay.
Cthulhu?
The Stephen King one?
Yeah.
And it was completely gay.
It was different than the original ending, for sure.
The one I saw where he shoots everybody.
Shelley was so mad about it that she hated it.
I thought it was horrible.
Which?
Did she take the DVD?
Mist? Yeah.
No, because we rented it.
Mist?
Mist.
It was such a...
It was the sequel to
Hit. It was such a writer's plot.
Bunch of us
I'm
going to
outrage everybody with this.
Buddy of mine was so mad at the ending, he snapped us to the DVD.
Of the Mist?
No, it was Cloverfield. I could be mad about the ending of that. It's just well, the whole
movie was bad.
Yeah. I went and saw it so in
like,
theater.
And this, we went for all
this cool
friends.
Monster though.
Yeah,
look,
yeah.
Cool.
But,
I mean, if that happened, you know, the
yeah.
spawning of the babies and those infect everything and cause them
sure.
to blow up.
Yeah. Sure, but he was surrounded by such a lame movie that he, you know,
and
I couldn't disagree with it. Or I mean, I couldn't agree with it more.
The B-2 bomber flying down at building height level. Dropping a stick of dumb bombs, it just happened to walk right up the monster's back. You gotta be damn good shot.
You wouldn't think they would send any chimp to blow up this monster?
No, but I think they'd use smart weapons from like 20 miles
yeah,
away.
Cruise missiles. They're smart enough to fly between the buildings.
They fly in windows. Mm-hmm.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Target moving vehicles by the bridge.
It's a monster the size of a building,
no.
for God's sake. Just shoot at anything that moves.
No.
The Chrysler building will be okay, trust me.
No. Okay, you ready for your recap?
There's like 15 minutes left to go.
Everybody have character sheets, your dice. Everybody have your action point.
Action point, money.
You have your second action point?
No.
No.
Ha ha ha, because I'm denying them.
Yeah,
no second action points for you.
Imagine that.
I got one of these.
That is not an action point.
It's a double action point, look at that.
Okay, you will get the square root of -1 for that.
What is this, anyway?
It goes to Hero Escape.
Oh, does it now?
It does.
Before he snapped it? Oops, sorry.
No, they all snapped together.
No, that was on purpose.
Now, those two did not come apart.
Or if they do, they explode. Oops,
So, everybody peruse your characters.
Hi, little Laura Lou.
Remember everything you forgot?
Let me check mine. When are you going to start printing out Braille character sheets? Huh?
Just now coming into the room.
Jeez. Hey, Dad.
You said something?
When are you going to start printing out Braille character sheets for me?
As soon as you buy me a Braille printer.
State's supposed to give me one. I mean, they did. I'll bring it.
Hey, Ryan.
Okay, so where's this book at now?
Okay.
Wonder.
You want your recap?
Yes, please.
What happened?
That's our cue to show.
Recap.
Okay, last session.
Shouldn't Laura be in here for this?
She can hear. You left the city of Larkson to seek out the Soul Eaters. You found them after a search and found them under siege by a creature of chaos they called the Spirit Hunter. You tracked the hunter down, dealing with his beast and the hunter himself in due course. You returned to the Soul Eaters and they gifted you by making you part of their tribe and granting you magic tattoos that linked you to animal totems. Bimini is now one with the fox, Stock Stack has the vision of the eagle, Tabaktu has the strength of the ox, Torel the vigor of the wolf, and Visra the silence of the hunting owl.
Do we have these on our sheets?
Bimini can dodge one OA during a movement. Tabaktu ignores armor penalties to skills or movement. Stack makes two perception rolls and keeps the highest. Torel recovers an extra 2 hit points when he heals. And Visser can make 2 stealth checks and take the highest. You left the Soul Eaters, who now that they are free, send runners to the other tribes to cease the attacks on the peoples of the region. Or that's what they said. Before you got all their shamans killed.
Hey, we're part of the tribe. And the people that respect strength are too wussy to face a few dead shamans. That's their problem.
On the way back, a creature of the opposing force opens a path to hell and releases a demon prince into this world to deal with you. But once again, you prove stronger than even the forces of hell. On reaching Larkson, you find a city under siege. Bodies by the score, by the hundreds, litter the grounds around the city, and the walls have been breached in several occasions. But the forces were pushed back. You weave your way through the undead and reach the city, where you're welcomed with some relief by the captain. And that's where we pick up.
Scott, the armor that Scott's wearing right now, is it the type that he can wear that he gets benefit from his hobgoblin tribeness?
No.
I have light armor at the moment.
So we can upgrade it, though, and I can transfer the enchantment off
you
of
the
current
one. You can get a better set of armor, upgrade it, and he'll go up by 1 AC.
You need to do that.
Okay. Is there a place to buy armor in town?
You're just standing at this ruined gate in the ruined city with hundreds of undead quivering behind you on the outer grounds.
Well, there's probably a sign.
So is there a place to buy armor?
Because I'm thinking it's pretty rational to want better armor. And you're looking at that.
You're going to have to get it from somebody. Because oddly enough, every scrap of armor, everything with a blade, everything with a heavy head on it, is now under control of somebody.
Dum, 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 dum.
Hey, who's that?
So somebody's walking around with like a sack of doorknobs.
Candy Graham.
They've got everything they can come up with.
Candy Graham.
Is there something going on whereby the bodies are being destroyed so that they cannot be raised?
They are currently not.
Okay, can we organize that?
I don't know. You've just...
We're just at the gate.
You're just at the
That's
gate.
Right?
They're not even letting us in.
So, they lowered a ladder. You guys She's climb up it. Captain, Sergeant Driscoll is there. He looks at you with some relief and says, you need to see the council.
We need to get in the freaking gate.
There have been some strange things going on.
Open the goddamn gate!
There is no gate. It's now a barricade of rubble and wagons and lumber. And
they let down a ladder, so climb the ladder.
You climb the ladder, and you're now on top of the fence. You're talking to Sergeant Driscoll.
Hi, Chris.
People up and down the walls, all staring out at this huge field of undead.
All along the watchtower.
All along the watchtower. And he says, you need to see.
Let's go see the town council.
Okay.
They owe us some money.
So he sends runners to let people know that you are coming, and you guys tramps down the streets. Towards the council chambers. When you get there, you find them destroyed.
How far in town is this?
Oh, send somebody to check on our house.
My smoking jacket.
Oh,
I'm a man of property in this town. This could be disastrous.
But they have got new chambers, temporary, and a house that's not too far from the council.
Wouldn't have to be our house, would it?
No, it's not your house.
Our house is up in the noble
quarter. It's for this city. It's where we keep all our stuff.
I left Spar there to guard it. Where's Spar at?
Guarding your house.
Good.
What kind of damage is to the council?
You, carrying the banner, find that you are able to see thin lines running between all the stones of the city.
Wow.
You can probably find the book.
And you notice that there are a lot of dead patches in the city.
Ooh.
And as you came through, you went through one courtyard, and there was a giant circle of stones disrupted, just blasted outwards. And as you're walking along, Driscoll tells you that at this particular point, a portal opened up, and undead poured through it.
So it didn't
penetrate. And it said it happened to several other places scattered throughout the city at the same time that the other undead swept in from the outside. But
now, these portals are destroyed now?
Portals are destroyed, but there are now large areas that are no longer protected. That's what the priests of the temple are telling us.
And I can see this, though?
Yes, you can see where the lines of protection have been broken. And here and there, individual bricks are no longer connected, and you notice, all of you notice, that the sharp acid aroma over the town from the acid rains, which are currently not falling, but Driscoll will tell you that they occurred fairly heavily right after you left, and it was no more than 24 hours after you left that the attack happened.
Now, did they wait until we left, or did they? That was serendipity.
Well, we know they waited until they left. You're asking it.
Was our leaving the trigger? Is the question.
If there's any ways to find that out.
Probably, because Larrick's job was to get rid of us, to get us out of town. Remember? We leave town, all of a sudden the city's attacked. I think so. I think they owe us money. We're coming back.
You always think people are.
Ever the banker.
Ben is still down there.
No.
Okay, you
can't see the end of the table.
You get to the newly formed council chambers.
Yes.
Inside, in a large parlor, you find Tegan and Garon. Tegan, as usual, looks calm and collected. Garon looks like he's aged 10 years since you've seen him last. He looks very worried and concerned. At Larrick's spot sits a new face. A human male, well overweight and balding, who looks nervous. Behind him stands Larrick's last aide.
No. The last aide?
Mm-hmm. Not the one that you guys...
The Batwing monster critter?
No, not the one before that one that was fired.
The one that was honest.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't do that to me.
No, there's... He's got his wings under his overcoat going, huh?
How you doing? Fedora on... Box over the blaster on him.
Captain Warrick sits in a chair, which is unusual for him, but as you move further into the room, you can see his lower left leg is missing from the knee down.
Wow.
And
it's okay, don't get it.
large portions of his body are covered in glowing cloths bearing arcane runes. Obviously, he's being healed.
Or he's going to a raid.
This
is a new council member. Do we recognize him?
No.
He's just
there's
some
no way
merchant.
He would have. He's just some merchant.
But he represents the interest of the
merchants. Yeah.
Okay. He's the crazy bread salesman and owns the whole chain of crazy bread.
By Captain Warwick, leaning up against his chair, and he's got one hand on it. You see a banner very much like the one that you have.
Ooh, I see it. Hey, they owe that to us.
Garon says, "Come in, come in, take a seat. We have much to discuss." There are chairs scattered around that you can take seats in, some padded, some hardback, depending on your pleasure. Or lack of.
Yeah. I'll just stand back.
Okay, they...
I'll take a padded seat.
One of the flunkies comes by with wine and some small refreshments.
Ow!
And you are told that hours after you left, the rain started really heavy. And roughly a day after you left, the rains increased. Funnel clouds dropped down into the city, ripping up swaths of paving stones. In various courtyards and plazas, the stones were ripped up in a circular pattern and portals opened up, releasing undead into the city. And waves of other undead appeared on the hills outside.
We've been talking about this zombie army for like 3 months.
So I guess this reinforces our value to the city.
Yes, it does. City forces were spread thin, but the citizens rose up, and together they all defeated the creatures. And the priests of Eris were able to shut down the portals, and they currently have all the creatures outside. They've severed the strings binding them to their controller. So basically the undead that are outside are not technically destroyed, but they are not currently controlled.
Are they hostile? If you walked up to them, would they?
While you were walking through, you did notice that they occasional quivers and tremors throughout the bodies, and it seemed to come in like waves that swept all the way around, like they were doing the wave, but very minuscule.
Is there a guy on the wall with a great bow shooting the ones that look like famous people?
No.
I think we need some garden sprayers, gasoline, and magic.
Garden sprayers.
Okay, during the battle, three figures were observed on the outside, watching from the hills. A female in white, an almost naked man with flesh that heaved and swirled around him, and a tall, skeletally thin creature of darkness. The black creature launched great balls of dark energies, and those were the ones that blasted the holes in the walls. Toward the end of the battle, the balls grew smaller in size and eventually just faded away, as did the creature. Garon nods at the captain and Driscoll and says, "These idiots charged those three with a large section of our militia, and truth be told, they drove them away, but not without serious cost." Captain Ward glances up at the banner and agrees, we drove them away, but I fear we did them no harm. I think it was this thing, a work of the temple, that made them worry more than us.
Thank you.
And we lost many men for very little reward.
So only the small ones?
Yes. The large ones were, of course, more powerful and survived, but the small ones died in droves.
Well, we killed two of their allies while we were out there.
Excellent news.
And a demon prince.
Even better.
And we found allies among the soul leader hobgoblins who should be pulling the hobgoblins.
There's a little consternation. The hobgoblins.
Attacks away from the city.
The hobgoblins were the ones that destroyed our villages.
That was all a mistake. They're now on our side.
They won't be destroying anymore. If that's an issue.
What about all the people they captured?
We don't.
They're working that out. You know, they're widespread. It'll take a while for them to get in touch with each other. Sergeant Driscoll understands. He knows what was going to happen. Which he does. I just listened to the old podcast.
He did. All right, then. That is the news. They tell you of the damage to the city. They give you estimates of the loss. Roughly a quarter of the city's population is now gone.
Ouch.
And the undead outside are still there. Temple has said that they are unable to control them again, but
how long that'll last, we don't know.
Right, and we don't really want to send anybody out.
Do you have any reserves of residium?
Do we have any reserves of residium?
Yes, residium laying around.
I'm sure that there are some in the city.
Well, I have several items that I can enchant that will aid us in the coming battles, but we need to. I don't have any residium, so if you have some,
I will see what you can come up with.
Thank you.
I know that a lot of the citizens, roughly three ships worth, have departed the city and they took all their valuables with them.
We need to stop anyone from leaving the city.
Well, three ships from down south showed up in the bay, large sailing ships, and offered passage to anybody, to women, children.
You realize they're all slaves now.
Slaves?
Yes.
They were merchants from the south.
No, they were slavers from the south. All those people just left with all their belongings now belong to the slaver.
I don't know. That makes no sense. Why would somebody do that?
Cheap labor?
Have you been here? You're not tuning in each week? What?
Now, is it common knowledge? This is me wondering. Is it common knowledge among them that the people are what give the city the strength to stand up?
Common knowledge? It's been bandied about, yes.
Because I was suggesting last time they took the damn harbor down.
Yeah, we've advised them to do that a couple of times.
You can't let anyone leave.
We've advised people not to leave.
Don't advise.
Absolutely prevent.
But there's only so far we can go.
No, if you don't go far enough, you won't be here to go any further.
You kill the biggest one first, the little ones will stay.
Can't kill our own people.
No, that's why
you'll kill all your people. You'll kill all your people.
It was women and children.
Doesn't matter.
They're now women and children slaves.
You're direct to hold.
All of the big ships that come from the south are slavers.
They said they were merchants.
They were playing upon your fears.
We said we were heroes.
Well,
okay.
Well, now that you're back, you have good news. Now you're going to take care of this problem.
We will as soon as you get us some damn residuum.
I will send people out and see what we can come up with.
And close your harbor.
All right, so what's going on in terms of getting rid of the undead?
Wait, one big ship from the south?
Yes.
What did he say?
There's one big ship from the south.
In the harbor right now?
Loading? Is it loading up people?
Yeah.
You need to stop that.
We'll take care of that.
No, let's go.
Now.
Now.
Before they set sail.
Jeez.
Not the strength and arms that matter.
I will let them go off and deal with the slaver. I'm trying to find out what's going on about preventing the undead from rising.
Where are you going to go?
I'll check with the council and see if they have anything in particular they have in mind. Are they actively destroying the corpses, etc.? Do they know anything about that?
No, they do not know anything about it.
Okay, then I will head to the Temple of Eris and see what I can do to offer my services.
Okay.
In destroying whatever
the dead
corpses are around.
Okay. You run off through the city and are heading to the Temple of Eris and are going to talk with the High Priest and various priests and priestesses and whoever wants to talk to you. The other four are heading down to the harbor.
Do they got somebody going out together at Presidium?
He mentioned something to an aide and the aide rushed out.
Okay, good. All right, see, that's to get all those magic items. We got stuff laying around for them to make for us.
I think with holding this banner, I would be able to see the book we're looking for.
You don't know?
Or the name. I bet you could. Or maybe I could. All right,
what's our best guess where it is? Do we think it's at the temple?
Can I hold the thing for a second?
Sure.
I hold the thing for a second.
Will you rub it?
You rub his staff.
Standard!
Yes, you may hold my staff.
It's now upright.
No, actually, you do not see the lines.
Because I'm not of the city.
Right? That's an assumption you can make, yes.
Okay, there you go. Hang on to that. Here, now hold this flail.
You want to rub your staff now?
Okay, he holds the flail and looks at it. Does he see anything more?
Does he see anything more?
Yeah, the key is in the staff.
Because hidden in the handle of the flail is the key.
Whenever you grab the handle of his flail...
I'm very happy.
You do
so
feel
as happy as I am.
A certain vibration that's not a vibration from it.
Wow. Now, do I have to...
it's more of a mystical thing rather than a physical thing.
Do I need the key to find the book?
Maybe. Follow the vibration.
No, it doesn't actually...
Good vibrations.
If you try it,
it's not a Geiger counter.
Yeah, it's not a Geiger counter or anything like that. You actually make an insight roll. Okay.
Was it a 16?
Yep.
Yeah.
22.
Okay, do you believe that you are now able to pick up on the presence of the key, but it's kind of short range, and the key is not going to lead you somewhere else, but you're becoming more and more attuned to the protections around the city.
Okay.
From your use of the standard, you're the one that's been powering it up and holding it all this time.
Yes.
And you're becoming more and more attuned to that particular wavelength of magic. And that's why you think this is going on.
So now do I feel, though, that I have to have a key and kind of just start searching and it would help me find it?
Or did the key, letting him hold the key...
You would probably hope that's the case, but you do not know that for a fact.
Okay.
Well, hand me the damn thing.
All right. We get him back his...
Wait, when you're holding both, if you get close, you'll know.
Not necessarily. He said it wasn't a Geiger counter.
Well, I mean, it won't lead me to it. He didn't say that I wouldn't.
Right.
If you're it here, stronger, and it's not long range, so if you got close, it might.
Right.
It
he
might
doesn't know.
Right.
It might grow more
he
intense.
He has hopes that that might be the case, but I mean, without trial and error, he doesn't know. I mean, there's no way that you would know.
All right. So, what do we think is the best location to start? Do we think it's the temple? Was it hidden there? Is there some like town center or something?
Well, the temple was built first, and then the town around it.
Okay, so that's probably where we need to start.
But I think we need to go stop the slavers from running off.
If you don't mind this thing, it all doesn't matter anyway, does it?
Yeah, but they're going to haul women and children off to slavery.
Are any of them my women and children?
They might be. Tasty.
Not yet, anyway.
You know, you had that one wild night in town.
Bangkok?
Yeah, Bangkok dangerous.
That was,
As you are moving down through the harbor.
Thank you. Ow.
Rest your mind.
A group of men step out of the shadow of a building ahead. Are you sailors?
You hear me?
And a man in the finery of a noble.
Gee.
Do you recognize any of these people?
Sailors.
What sailors look like?
Hey, sailor.
So,
they stand to one side of your path and simply watch you.
Do they look like slavers? We know slavers when we see them. We killed enough of them.
Look like slavers trying not to look like slavers?
They look like sailors. They're dressed like sailors aboard the slave ships, yes. They do not look like fishermen. They look like sailors.
This is a flap holster, and he was in no hitch and hurry to go.
So they're not, are they armed?
Oh, yeah. Cutlasses, daggers, clubs, knives, they've got it all.
Hello, slavers! I'd say aloud.
The men just watch you impassively. As you approach, you can, of course, stop or pass them by or whatever you wish to do.
By impassively, though, do you mean like a passive aggressive stare down, stink eye thing? Or just.
They're just standing there. The occasional sailor will, brush his hand on his weapon or, you know, do this number, rub his chin, and the noble is just simply standing there, arms crossed, watching you. Calm, so, emotionless, passive.
Aggressive.
Any, any sense of magic on these guys or anything?
Okay, I'll stop. Walk up to the noble.
He bows slightly. Greetings, O most annoying ones.
Wow.
At last we meet.
I take it you're from the slave ship and still in the harbor.
Where I'm from is of little concern.
Annoying.
You have something of mine.
Well, I did. What is it?
I think you were from the
I have island. Many somethings of yours. I wish to trade what you have for what I have.
Well, you'll have to be more specific because I've taken so much from your kind. It's kind of hard to keep track. We've got a numbering system.
I want the ship.
You've got a ship. A big one, I hear.
I have two ships of this city's women, children.
Ah.
Out to sea. Heading south right now.
I'm not from this city.
It was quite heartbreaking the way they pushed money onto me to take their little ones. Kind of makes me their defender, doesn't it? Deliver the airship to me on the island, and you can have your children and women back.
You seen what's going on here? You think we got time for
you? I care not for this city.
I care for breaking your fucking head.
Well said.
So are you the one in command of all this?
I am in command of the forces on that island, the ones that you so thoroughly wrecked.
How many of them are there here?
There are. There is the noble. There are a total of 5 sailors.
Oh, that's cool.
So you got some way to signal the ships to come back?
You will bring me the airship
Yeah, but how would you signal them if we brought you the airship?
I love it when a barbarian tries to outsmart somebody.
So do you use a strong plan.
No, I'll explain it very simply.
Okay, then I'll explain.
Bring me the ship, and you can have your brats back. Do not bring me the ship, and I will infect each and every one of them with parasite, and then bring them back to you.
Okay, how close are these guys standing?
What if I cut you apart 1 inch at a time?
Can we have a map? I need to kill some people.
They're just harmless.
They're even more harmless.
Okay, so lay this out for me. We're at the harbor.
Except I'm not with you.
No, you're on your way to
the harbor.
Okay.
I mean, I bet you'll send the signal.
Well, I hope whatever it takes for you to tell them to infect all those people isn't too complex, and you can do it in your cooking on your own tongue. You're about to die.
Yeah, if they're all within the blast radius, hopefully these guys aren't real tough. And...
They're probably not minions.
Okey doke, pokey. I hate pirates. I hate slavers.
Bloody pirates.
I hate slavers. I just won't tolerate them. Okay, so.
And the name of the game is Campaign Against the Slavers. I know we got an army of undead breathing down our throats, but. Can Laura Lou come walking up?
Well, that would not make a whole lot of sense, would it?
She forgot her sandwich.
Hit the dagger.
Use your Are you gonna stand here and talk long enough for her to show up?
Breaker 19, we need a dwarf back down here by the docks. Yeah,
if you slayer. Wanted to have forgotten something and come running up as this is going on, sure.
Doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but
I'm the one to exclude you from combat if you want to be part of it.
Or you could not have to be involved in fighting a probably high-level caster.
I want to look around a little bit. Anybody else kind of hiding in the shadows around this, or?
Give me a perception check. Probably not any hobgoblin assassin.
No, not good. Not very perceptive today. 13.
Why are you going to let me join it?
No, you're not standing there.
Anybody else want to look?
I'll look around. Hologram.
Go ahead and put that anywhere.
19. Plus 8, I believe.
You tell me.
Here, what's it? 9.
Oh, so that's 27. How many are there?
God, they're getting more.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You want to put those on there? Oh, they got flags. That's not
the side. Which one's the caster?
Which
one's
the
noble?
The one with the will.
For some reason, casters always wear dresses.
Says the man in the purple dress.
Okay, so he got 27 looking around. Perception check.
I'm wearing scale armor. Bimini.
Yo.
Tell me what you're trying to perceive.
To see if there's any more of the slavers if we've walked into the middle of a trap.
You catch a glimpse of a couple of shadowy figures standing back from the window of an upstairs room on the right side of the street, so above that little tavern.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you've been here before.
Yeah, yeah, just reusing this map.
Are they shooting out of the same window as the other guy shot out of? That was on the other side, right?
But we're going the other direction.
Can you tell us this? Yeah. Or?
Okay.
Yeah.
Should one of us go up there?
How are you going to tell them?
When I see it out of the corner of my eye, I turn and look Brett in the eye and glance up at that.
Okay. So, he's indicating either this tavern or the room above it. If you want to make a second perception check,
try that.
With a hint.
What? And then everybody else, I kind of just look around at the whole group 17. And glance up there.
With a bonus for no one, you also see that standing just out of view from... basically a couple of heads maybe back in the shadows of that room.
Okay. Is there glass in it or just...
No, it's just open windows with shutters, and the shutters are open.
What do you think? Should I haul us up there and check it out before we get full-blown into this? Or are we all going to...
No, let's just get them.
Well, we're going to have to stay to this side, too.
We don't know that what's up there is bad. It could be Shook just watching. Could be somebody on our side.
I'm not getting warm fuzzies about this.
There is nobody on our side.
I mean, how much time did he have to plan? How long were we at the council?
About an hour.
He would have had time to position stuff.
Oh, well, we need to kill this bastard.
And this is the most direct way to the harbor.
So they're waiting for us.
But if he kills us, he doesn't get his boat back.
That's what I was thinking. He really can't afford to kill us.
What if we take this fight inside?
Well, but he may not follow us inside. They need to kill the caster guy, the head monkey. That's our primary.
I'm going to run into the tavern.
Okay.
If we start to make a break for it, then we'll open up initiative.
Yahoo!
Come on, we'll be set.
18.
Yeah, hang on, let me get this thing started.
Hey, you said roll initiative, and that was my roll, by God. I got a 22.
20.
I got 22.
16.
Total 18.
Total 22.
Is that for 32?
It's getting better.
32?
Yep.
Jesus.
What? What's your 18? Total.
Wow. We're good.
That's to this round?
16 total.
Why even bother to roll?
Terrell?
I rolled an 8.
Oh, yeah. That's why. Nice. I'm sorry, Fisher.
And Bimini?
Oh, you lost
22.
You lost some of your equipment. It's no longer on your sheet.
Oh, look, Terrell's last.
Hey, Terrell suddenly has got a lot more stuff.
It's more important than Randy's first.
Yeah. Scratch back.
Somebody's missing. It'll be one of their guys.
I think they got too many guys. In the huddle. Throw the flag! Monkey time.
So, once this is over, how do we attack the ships and save most of the people?
Well, we go down to the harbor, we take the ship that's there with people on it, free them.
Or share the information out of the people that are on there.
Then we've got a ship. But, more importantly, we got to figure, we find out if they've got a different island or if it's the same island. If it's the same island, we just fly down there in our flying ship and rescue them like we did the last.
Well, kill all the did guys. They take these to the island? Or originally he said they were out to sea.
You could just have
a spot out there somewhere.
Yeah, the out to sea headed south, though, so I'm assuming it's the island.
Okay. I'll buy that.
I'll buy that for a dollar.
But we have time to do it all.
What's that now?
We have 12, 1.
Hang on, you have to tell me which one's number which.
12 with a spear, 1 with a spear, 13 with the gay little red coat.
Hang on.
Looks like a penguin.
2 with the gift mask. Okay. 4 with a spear. And 6 with a dress.
Yow, Jay!
6 with the dress.
This is where all of those monkeys I trained for combat can come in handy. Release the monkeys!
They don't bust well in the monkeys?
They come down over the roof.
We're like a trunk monkey.
Yeah. Trunk monkey. I love the trunk monkey.
It's awesome, isn't it?
Do you have your magnets over on that side?
Walks up the wall with a tire tool.
No, man.
This year?
No, that's...
No, that one. Believe. Is that right? It's been so long.
Okay.
I need...
Initiative order is stacked. Duh.
All right, so this is before I ran into the room.
As soon as you start in the room, we go to initiative.
Okay.
What?
She's looking for different colored magnets. Yeah, we have some purples.
We're missing purple.
Blues.
Green.
Are there any magnets you need?
Well, I don't need any anymore. I don't need any.
We don't need any marking? No. I thought you did marking.
I do.
Okay. Well, then I've got orange and yellow for that.
I don't.
That'll work.
I just killed stuff.
Jack.
Long lamented.
He senses that Torel is about to make a break for the tavern.
Okay.
Everybody looks like they're tensing up and things are about to get fairly hostile.
Gemini's being a little belligerent.
Quick, draw the bow.
Shrap, 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 shrap! Somebody eats two arrows.
No. Quick draw.
One.
No, one big arrow.
Warrior number six.
Oh, you got the super bow this time, don't you?
Warrior number six.
Is that the number six? Guy?
We put one of the orange ones under number six.
Hunter shot.
So you don't quarry or anything, Scott?
No, I don't have anything like that anymore.
You can't go right off if you wish.
Is AC or reflex what or?
Reflex. Right.
Okay, then I'm taking. Rolled a 19.
Yep.
So it's 22 damage.
Dead. Okay. Dead. That's it. It's exploding tip. Goes in right in your shoulder.
Blew his heart off. It's not a boxing glove arrow.
Blew the end of his elbow or what?
Blew his heart down in his throat.
It suddenly has a hernia. Yeah,
it's just reading. Blanket. Maybe that's upside down. Yeah. I don't know, maybe it doesn't work, but...
Wait, check
it
if
it's upside down.
Check it.
We
put
it upside up. That's
it.
Right.
You can't
find
it without logic.
I can't.
You can get it somewhere.
It's just easier to do it.
I don't know.
It's too Don't you think we ought to fight the slavers right now, though? Right here, right now?
Let's just add it to our to-do list.
And, you do.
See if we can't schedule something next Tuesday with them.
Well, yeah, I'll do it.
You know, we have a lot of...
If we do it right now, we get it out of the way. If we do it next Tuesday, they're going to be sitting there waiting for us to sail up in a boat and all the police to set up and surface-to-air missiles.
That's what I'm afraid of myself in this window.
Well, we got you to take care of that.
Apparently. I've been dying to try one of these little bursting things. I think I'm going to use it as a flashbang.
Cool.
Keep the door in control and see what happens.
Outlaw Josie Wales says, well, what about the one on the left? Well, I had you there. I didn't need you.
Right, exactly.
I could have missed. The one on the right had a flat holster, and he was in no itch and hurry to draw.
All right. Just so you know, my plan is if they're still in the same area...
Mm-hmm.
Running up to this guy.
I had to come back.
He moved.
Well, Scott put a thing under him, so he might have been in a different spot. Yeah.
He was back there.
I was facing whoever the big guy was.
Close first three that would get everybody. Okay. If they stay there.
Yeah, I'm going to do a big area effect on him, too. So.
Okay, so the number 13...
He's that fast? He went after Randy?
Mm-hmm.
He's went before five. I got a 22.
You actually got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five people go in front of you.
Five of the six?
And I rolled and I got a 22, and there's five of the six that go before me?
Mm-hmm.
Whose cockamamie idea was this?
They wanted to fight these guys?
I don't know. They ought to string you up.
By the heart in his throat.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay, number 13's up.
I'm in trouble.
Number 13, you see fire spear up on his hands.
Oh, he's on fire. Cool.
And his hands lance skyward, and then a giant firestorm comes lancing down on top of you. Centered on Bimini, and it is going to get everybody.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Cord will protect me.
Cord's got an umbrella?
A reasonably short cord will protect
you.
If not, then to hell with him.
You have a teleport thing when you're dead.
I do, actually.
I've used it.
Resident Escape.
Yeah. Teleport in the doorway or up into the window if it's within range. That'd save you from
three
squares.
Three squares.
Get up on the balcony. Taking fire damage. Did it hit me?
Stack is hit.
Cool.
18 damage.
Ow. Okay, well, this is a good point to use.
Bimini.
Missed.
So 9 damage?
For our Tabaktu is a hit.
18.
18 damage.
Jesus saves. Everybody else takes half damage.
13.
I had to explain
this to my
mom. Didn't.
And Terrell is definitely in.
Bam!
Can I use my immediate reaction?
What does it say?
Oh, it says with melee attack.
You're right.
Damn it, Jim.
Okay.
Great. Number 6.
Do you want somebody off the board or what?
No. Oh. I had one too many here and I was trying to figure out where I was getting screwed up. All
right.
Number 6 reaches under his robe, pulls out a flail, and is going to charge Bimini.
Mouth done, Dutch in trouble this time.
Yep, so he's got a minor action, pull his flail, move action to get in front of Bimini, and then swing.
So is he going to take some...
And a miss.
Is he going to take opportunity attacks as he goes... Oh, Bimini's up front, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
up front. Never mind.
Where he shouldn't be.
I face down Demon Prince's little man. I'm not afraid of you.
He's going to charge at Viscera, swinging a cutlass, and miss.
Cutlass?
Number 1.
The last guy that we fought swung a Monte Carlo and he didn't hit either.
Is going to do the same thing at Viscera.
Huh? Wait.
Swing this... and a hit.
Oh, Viscera.
Listening.
Listening.
How much damage?
11.
11. Everybody's taking damage but me.
Number 4 is going after Terrell.
The one that got us all into this mess and I haven't hit him.
And he runs up there, swings his sword, and misses. We're now at Bimini.
Okay,
you have a huge mob directly in front of you, Viscera and Torrell.
If I target my torrent, my area effect thing, torrent infusion thingy, whatever it's called, on myself, can I hit all the bad guys?
I don't know, what does it do?
It, with, since I've got the nether warp staff, it's a burst of 3 of them.
What are we doing here?
First 3, targeted on myself, but that hit everybody.
Uh-huh.
Well, you got a better chance of figuring it out than I do.
All right, what am I looking for here?
Counter power, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay, so those are the red ones, right?
Yeah. Yep. Something infused, something...
Healing infusion.
Not that.
Shielding cube, Lice and Lightning Spear, Gale Force infusion.
That's it.
All right, target gains +4 HP. Attack enemies in a burst and slide 2 can be modified by Aether War. It is 8 versus reflex, 12 damage, 20 critical, burst 2 and 10. Does that help?
Yes. And so it's burst 3. Since that.
So if you target it on yourself, you will get everybody.
It cool. Says attacks enemies.
Either. Do it.
Roll.
Tell me who you're rolling on and how much damage
you're doing. I don't know. Pick somebody. Do 13 first. That's
not,
the big
he's
guy.
He's not in there.
He's not in there.
You got 1, 4, 6.
Six is the
six
guy
is
in the
your
row.
Boy you want to kill.
Oh, okay.
Hey, no.
Six is the guy that's... what's the burst?
Six is the
burst. It's burst 3.
Oh,
it'll get all those guys.
Yeah, I'll get all of them. Okay. It's burst six 3 from Temple.
Yeah.
Oh, from Temple. So 1, 2, 3. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you get 1 or just 12?
No, it gets 12. 1, 2, 3. It gets him.
Hey.
Okay.
It gets everybody that's up there.
Yeah.
11
plus
8, 8
versus
actual, yeah, it's
reflex.
Reflex?
Yes.
On who?
Number, what were you doing first?
Pick a number. I don't care.
1.
Hit. Damage.
12.
Okay, pick another number.
12.
He's moved 2 if you want to push him back from me, to whoever's facing.
Don't move him.
It's a push 2, so 2 squares pushed away from.
Don't. Can you not move him?
Yeah,
yeah,
yes,
I don't
it's
have
option.
To.
That is...
Don't lean on me.
10.
Plus 12, or plus 8, first reflex on number 12.
Hit.
And that's 12 damage. Number 6 is next.
Okay.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby.
9.
Plus 8.
17.
17
hit.
First reflex. 12 damage. And number 4.
6 is bloody.
Cool.
5.
Oh,
yeah.
Plus 8, first reflex. 13.
Miss.
All right, number 4 6. Is next. 6 is bloody. That's the bad boy we want.
Okay.
Okay. Use my action cupid doll thing.
Action point.
Action,
action
point.
There for me.
Yes.
Center my lightning sphere
mm-hmm.
to where I can get the boss and as many of the others as possible.
You throw it right on the boss. Does that attack enemies or friends?
It's only enemies.
Okay.
And it'll be a two.
Right. So you will be able to get all of them again.
Okay.
Nine.
Versus eight, or plus eight versus fortitude. Right, Lightning Spear?
Yeah.
Who are you going for?
The big bot, whoever's the first guy I can hit.
Okay, is this the first to get them all again, or just 4, 6, and 12?
I don't know how many.
He gets them all.
Okay.
Okay.
Then start the same way we did before.
All right, number one. That was, what'd you roll, 7?
Yeah.
Plus 8, 15 versus fortitude.
Miss.
Okay, number 12.
Ultra kill.
Damage
critical is 18.
Blooded.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay, number 12 blade. Number 6.
16.
Plus 8, 24. 11 damage on number 6.
Okay.
And number 4.
14.
22. Hit.
11 points of damage.
Okay, that was a very good opener.
Hey, Scott, can you put a bloodied under number 12?
And with my minor action, I summon my flail and put it next to whoever the big boss guy is.
Can you?
Yeah. If there's space near him someplace.
You can put it behind him, can he?
Yeah, you can put it behind.
Within 5 squares.
Yeah, okay. Put it behind him.
There you go. Oh, also with...
put it in...
Using lightning
over
spear.
Here and it'll give him combat advantage.
It says, it says here on their lightning spear, target gains combat advantage till the end of your next turn. Is that...
Right, so you have all these guys grant... Well, you missed...
Whoever I missed doesn't, but all the other ones...
All the rest of them grant combat advantage.
Cool.
So it's plus 2 to hit.
And I've got plus 4 on my armor class.
So which one got missed?
My next turn.
Number 4.
Number 4.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I think I did everything possible in that first round.
My work is done here.
My turn.
See you guys at the bar.
This is what you
did. Tabak 2.
Okay. Move up to this spot. Since I arranged everybody, I was made sure there was a spot for me to move into.
That's nice.
So and I'm going to go ahead and start the... hitting with the hurricane.
I love the area effect attacks. No one fight this group in a small spot.
17 plus...
That's going to be enough.
Yeah, plus 11.
On who?
On number...
6.
Number 6. And then that's also going to... I'm going to get to roll against 12 and 4. Oh, no, I don't get to roll again. They just take the...
12 and 4 just take how much?
Well, each enemy in burst, they both get the same. I get the chance to roll and hit both of them. Each enemy in burst for a close burst one.
Scott, does him being bloodied affect you?
Each enemy in burst.
It does. It does.
Take the Crimson Hurricane.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
each target takes 5 ongoing as well.
Okay, so I hit 12 already.
Yep.
And since he's bloodied,
you can do your immediate.
Yeah. No, I think I have to be there. I was just
Okay.
Now I have certain attacks.
That if you bloody him.
Okay, well go ahead and do your burst. So you need to roll against 4 and 12.
Yep.
20
total.
Hit.
Definitely
damage.
The time if you got area effects to use them on the street.
Yeah. It's the same 13 damage.
Go ahead.
And number 4.
19. Sweet. Plus 11, so 28.
Okay.
And they all are going to take the 5 ongoing.
Right, so...
Outstanding.
4...
Don't bunch up around us.
I'm just going to hit one guy.
We're not the group. We're not the group.
Of course, we're bunched up, too. It's just going to be a wave of area effects back and forth.
And 4... Yeah, but... Well, mine did. 5 ongoing.
Mine did, too.
6 drops to the ground. Dead.
Yes, you got him. That's
wait, I have... I have a thing when if I kill someone, I get to do something. Hang on.
Do a little dance?
Yeah. If I reduce...
So much for the noble. He's out there threatening us, being all swan.
Blah, blah, blah.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, we caught him monologuing.
Oh,
I electrocuted him. I gale force infusioned him. Scott unloaded a big...
Trigger. You reduce an enemy to 0 health. You can charge another enemy.
Okay.
A swift charge. Now that just allows me a basic attack, right?
Right.
So I essentially could. Do I have to like cross distance, or could I just? How does it work?
Swift charge.
You reduce an enemy to 0 health.
You can charge another enemy. to charge, you have to move at least two squares.
So I could do one, two to this guy?
You would take an OA from 12. Well, I don't want to just hang off and wait till you kill somebody else.
Yeah. There's not. I don't really want to take an OA here. What? It doesn't give me that much.
Okay, you're... Flail is also is now behind number 12. It's kind of funny both. So, Viscera will have combat advantage on 12.
Well, we've got combat advantage on all of them, though.
Except for
did you just portray a separate
one? I mean, the flail literally is.
Literally. Okay. Literally.
Okay. So, are you gonna charge?
I cannot believe that.
No.
Okay.
I'm gonna leave it.
Don't forget, you've got combat advantage on everybody before.
Yeah, I hit everybody, so it's...
Well, that my thing, the electrical thing, gave us combat.
Oh, now this is just gray.
Here they come.
Here come the archers.
If you got any kind of attack. Maybe it's...
two archers show up in those windows over there. One is going to shoot Bimini, and one will shoot Tabaktu.
Of course.
Bimini, the bane of my
Bimini is missed. An arrow goes right over your head. Tabaktu.
They can't touch me.
Missed. An arrow goes right through your head. There's nothing there.
Through my tuft.
They both miss.
Oh,
I'm charging out into the mission.
What that?
Viscera.
I'm charging out into the street going, no, no.
Okay, so our noble is gone?
Yep, dead.
Excellent.
Area effects.
Still going to area of effects. I'm going to do Angelic Echelon, which is burst, close burst 3. So that'll get 1, 2, 3.
Kill them all.
So you're going to get 1, 4, and 12?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So starting with number 1.
Okay, the archers in the window might want to just decide to discretion. It's a better part of that.
As well.
Hit. Damage.
Oh, I'm sorry. 9, and whenever the target attacks before the end of my next turn, they take radiant damage.
Okay.
18 versus Will on 12.
Hit.
That's 9 damage, same issue. All
right.
And on number 1, that's also 18 versus Will.
Hit.
9 damage.
Okay.
So all three of them...
number 1 is bloodied.
Sweet. All three of them, if they attack this turn, or before the end of my next turn, they... take damage.
Right. The Lash Master.
And I am done building my sandwich.
So that means it's Brettley's turn.
Nope.
It goes last.
The guy who initiated the whole combat.
Was
it
me?
Yeah, because you ran for no.
They were bad mouthing him long before I started to move.
Yeah, but Dad, we didn't have a roll for initiative until you
gave
made
a break. You started this fight. I was just going in for a sandwich.
How long?
Hours.
It's your story. You're sticking with this.
So the guy with the mook mask is a slave lash master.
Uh-huh.
He is going to.
Say where I'm going to stick that lash.
Swing and miss it, mate.
Yep.
So he moves up.
That can't be touched. They can't hit me.
Can't touch this.
So he's going to whip crack you once and then twice.
He missed.
His whip reaches
natural
that
one.
Golden lame pants.
Whip. Will stop.
Whip. And he rolled a 3.
Whip. The whip unravels.
He's going to spend an action point and try it again.
Huh?
He's going to treat you like 15. Tony Stark.
And a 14, a miss.
Sweet. Unstoppable.
Because you know I have a +4 armor class.
I know. It's Terrell. But they don't know
what?
That.
What about 13? Did he go? Yeah, he did the hands thing. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to try to run around number 4 and get to that door. I'll take the opportunity at that.
Okay, for number 4?
Yeah.
He is going to thrust his sword at you and hit you. He rolled a 13.
13? I'm going to get a
30.
Armor class. Oh, 30. That's different. That's really hard to roll on the 20 side.
That's a melee attack. You can teleport him.
That is.
Immediate interrupt.
Oh, you're way at the bottom, no wonder.
Well, yeah.
Damage. You take 11 damage. So, that could trigger your teleport, and if you want, you can teleport into that window.
All right, so I can go 3 squares. Is that's going to get me there?
Yeah, it's only
Yeah, three squares would pop you up there on the second floor through the window.
You just took the other 17 archers in the room.
Yeah, because they're working in real life.
I'm going to go up into the window then.
Boom!
That's probably not what they wanted.
Weren't expecting that, were you?
You come in and there's like 15 archers.
Okay, so that's my move action.
Technically, you could
wrong foul thing.
This is an immediate reaction. Right. And you can't do immediate reactions on your turn. But it's cool, so I'll let you have it.
Okay.
It's cool.
All right, so I'm in the window.
You're one square inside the room. You teleported through the window.
So I'm behind them?
You would go through the closest window because they're right there in that one.
Okay, so I'd be here?
Yep.
All right. So I...
Boom. But that is your move action. You had started your move, and then you just interrupted your own move, and that's it. You just teleport up there.
So now you can do a standard action.
So now you have standard and minor. And an action point.
And an action point, which...
Well, let me use... I'm going to oath the first archer.
Go ahead.
And I will use Radiant Vengeance on him. It's a range 10.
Okay. That's going to probably mark your one.
Crap. That is a 17 versus reflex.
Hit.
14 damage.
And he's dead.
And he's not dead.
Well, he didn't have a flag, so I was hoping.
We'll just call him number one.
He's just number one.
And we end up looking like
number two.
I'm hoping.
So, what's going on is this huge firestorm has just engulfed everybody and then vaporized. They all come screaming and charging. Blows get thrown. Tabaktu does his crimson hurricane. Terrell just disappears from the fight. You don't know where the hell he went. Yeah. He's just gone.
Chicken. There's a gale force blast and an electrical storm in the middle of all that.
We just blew our whole budget on special effects. There's nothing left. The guys at LucasArts are going, you want what?
For how much?
For free? Okay, two archers in the window up above.
Mm-hmm.
One arrow each.
Go ahead.
17.
Pip.
Doesn't his bow do something special?
19.
Yep. How much damage?
8. Blood, yeah.
Really, it's Luke that does it with a special shot.
Archer number one is bloodied.
Sweet. The one with the yellow on it.
And we whirl quick to...
Bimini. Bimini's turn. Let's go Bimini.
That's a long way to go before you.
You know what it's like when Bimini's really quiet?
No.
Bimini Cricket.
Everybody goes, nope, don't know that one at all.
No, we haven't heard that. That hasn't occurred yet.
Yeah, that's true. That would never happen.
Sorry. That's part of my charm.
No.
And this isn't chattering. I've noticed it on the podcast.
Yeah, so that recharged. He is going to number 13. Is going to. He's got a clear shot at Bimini. He's got to go for it.
He's not gonna hit.
Two fire darts come blasting out of his.
Fire mage. Darts?
Mm-hmm.
Fire from who?
He's 13. The one that did some of the fire thing earlier.
And hit with one.
He's next.
I got a +4 armor class.
Yep, and I'm rolling really well. And hit with the other one.
How much damage?
That is 23 damage each.
No, he doesn't. The first one, I immediately interrupt and teleport away from him.
So where are you teleporting to?
I don't know, but not next to him.
Okay.
Back to the group. Someplace outside.
These blistering balls of fire here. Come lancing towards Bimini.
4 away from wherever I was. Backwards.
You have to be 4 backwards?
Sure.
Won't you still be on the same line then?
No, because it's number 13, so they would just go that way.
Okay.
Alright. You want to go that distance?
No,
I guess you still
see the dude. Yeah, so I can still heal everybody and see the attack. Bonk. Bam. Bam.
She's on fire.
There's everybody bamfing around.
Number 12 is burning.
Alright, so you took no damage on that?
No damage. Sweet.
Number 12.
Everything you saw
is going to. Thrust a sword at Tabaktu
and take 5 points of damage.
And die in the doing.
Sweet!
Oh, did he die from the ongoings?
No, he died from her heavenly host.
Awesome.
And he was also at the beginning of his turn due to
take the 5.
And then he took another 5.
Two, and then he took 5 more.
He starts to reach for me.
He is able to bury his sword in Tabaktu before he goes.
You think when you got to 2
Number 1.
How much did I take?
Realize going to 11. Yeah, you'd like,
number one is going to smash a sword pommel. No. Is no. going to try to bust viscera in the vital area.
You need
area.
To move your...
Just take 5 points of damage.
Your flail.
And...
It's not mine, it's his.
I know, I'm telling him.
This what about
it? We should move it next time.
Why? 16 and miss.
Because everybody around it's dead. Oh. All the bad guys died.
That's part of it.
You need to put it, move it over there on 13 and start whacking him.
Okay.
Yep, it needs to be mage whacking day.
Number four...
Number one...
...is going to try to low blow Tabaktu.
No
and
man missed.
And take 5 points of damage.
Right, I'm getting it.
Actually, 10, because he's taken.
I know that the automaton died.
Yeah.
He saved on the ongoing.
Well, mine?
Yep, and the other guy died, so he saved.
Well, then saved he takes it late. Once, right?
Bimini.
Bimini.
But you got both of them.
Yeah.
That's an extra 10.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Move my minor action, move my flail next to the fire mage.
Go ahead.
Life, la, no, I don't want to use that.
He uses an immediate interrupt. Flames blast out from him and push your flail 4 squares backwards.
About
next
three.
To another bad guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fortunately.
By me, I don't care. As long as I get to kill somebody.
that guy's like, woo! Thanks!
Okay. My encounter attack.
Yes. Second wind, swift mender. See, you use gale force. Use lightning spear, right?
Yeah.
Shielding cube.
Shielding cube. The fire mage.
Since that guy's a fire mage, why would he go? Why would that other guy go up?
Standard
there?
Action.
If he's a fire mage.
It is 8 versus reflex, 17 damage, range 10. Until the end of your next turn, any ally adjacent to the target gains plus 1 AC.
Go ahead.
18.
Plus 8, 26 versus reflex.
Hit.
17 damage.
Dead?
No.
This thing has a lot of hit points.
Which one just got
You still have a minor action. You could minor your flail into that guy.
Minor action moved to him move to it. That guy the first, and then he did.
And then he blasted it back, and then now it's sitting next to another guy.
But he already.
But I already did an action with the flail. I can't do two minor actions at once, can I?
No.
He moved it, and it got pushed back.
Right.
So
it's just a minor.
Okay, well, I'll do the minor and attack the guy that's next to him. Can I do that?
Yeah.
1, 10.
Okay. It's plus 5, I believe.
That would be a miss.
Oh, darn!
Dancing weapon, okay. 8 versus, plus 8 versus.
We've got combat advantage.
So it'll be 18.
So it's actually 2 more than that.
So 20 versus AC.
Dancing weapon is plus 8.
Versus this world clicked around.
Huh?
What does Lightning Sphere say? Does it stay until the end of his turn?
It's my turn.
Until the
end
of your next turn.
Okay, so you're okay. So you have plus 2. That's enough to hit damage.
For the dancing weapon is 15.
Okay.
So one dead?
One is... bloodied, but you already got him bloodied. 4 is bloodied.
I think the that plus 8.
Did he enter bloodied this time?
Oh, really?
That's if I have
if
I know how to use the
enter,
weapon.
Put
yes, you're ongoing with bloodied.
Oh, well, then I need to hit him.
The martial weapons knowledge or whatever to use it. I think it got lowered.
It's on the paper.
Okay. Good point. You printed out the sheet,
fire.
It's brand new.
Yeah, blood fire.
I'll take my 8.
21
hit.
Versus armor class.
Damage.
That's a, let's see, plus 1 is if raging.
You know,
and
keep it going.
That never happened.
I don't think I got anything.
I haven't
else,
been
dead.
Okay,
so 17.
This is a good day for me.
Yeah, 17.
So we continue.
It's about 2.
Okay. So that didn't take him down?
Mm-hmm. What'd you
do? I got the immediate interrupt because he went bloodied standing next
They're
to me.
They're not looking good.
Well, no, I don't think so.
I'm going to go after number 13.
Well, I was thinking about going after 13 or finishing Doofy Boy here.
Well, the Fire Mage is probably the real leader, so you probably want to kill him.
Yeah, I'll just take the opportunity attack from Goofus here to run.
How much health you got, let's go?
I think 39. Am I right there?
I have 50.
You have 50?
I'll go with the 50.
Okay, I'll take the 50. That's after that damage?
Yes.
I must have docked myself twice on something.
So, move action you got there?
Yeah.
Whack-a-mole.
I've been kind of keeping track of it in my head, and nobody's really hurt that bad.
Yeah, I need to put a paint on that belly.
Not at all. I'm not going to be either, because we're killing him so fast.
Let's keep it up.
Unless they've got like a slaver steamroller coming down the street.
Do you hear a ring-a-ring-a-ring?
Slaver steamroller?
Yeah, but this isn't Austin Powers. I'm not going to stand there in front of it going, no! From a mile away.
You do notice the large tube of super glue.
I just teleported out of it. I may have a cobble on the bottom of each foot, but I'm not stuck.
The big rage on this yet. So I will smack him with the resurgent strike. So that'd be 19
versus
armor class.
Yep. Damage.
23.
Archer turns and shoots Terrell. And misses, of course.
Sometimes we'll make an archer named Daniel Midland.
The other archer turns and shoots Terrell. And hits, finally! Yay!
Yay! Oh,
wait, no. Boom. 10 damage. Viscera.
I'm
bloody.
You are? Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's okay.
Avenging Light on number one. Gonna be 19 versus 42.
Hit.
15 damage. Is it dead?
Dead.
Yeah, I just thought I'd bring this.
Which one is that?
Number
one. Cool. He's going to use his tying up loose ends on Tabaktu. And hit!
Woohoo!
Yay!
By who? The Lashmaster. The guy you spend the weekends with anyway.
Lashmaster J?
Yeah.
He hits you for 10 damage. You're choking for...
It's gorgeous.
Ongoing 10.
Oh, you're choking, dude.
Savings. And you're grabbed. That means you are -4 to do anything. You cannot move.
Oh! So you're immobilized?
So you're in a gimp mask with a ball in your mouth.
Terrell.
And immobilized. Okay.
Move up on my little buddy up here.
Okay.
And I'll use Deflecting Thunder.
Go ahead.
To knock him out the window.
Let's see, an 18 or a 19?
I think either one will hit.
17 damage.
Dead.
Smash, smash.
Dead!
I knew it.
Did you count my 6 temps in that?
No, well, you didn't tell me you had 6 temps.
Yeah, that's from a surgeon's strike. Okay, also, I have a question for you. Now that I'm bloodied, my long tooth shifting, it says you must be bloodied until the end of your next encounter. Until the end of the encounter. Gain +2 damage and regeneration. Now, does that stop once I'm unbloodied or until the end of the encounter?
That is an ongoing debate that I do not know the rule of. The official rule really knows, but I'm going to say it goes until the end of the encounter.
Okay.
So whether you get healed or not, you still get to keep it. Otherwise, it's pretty pointless.
I was going to say, right. It doesn't make any sense to do it otherwise. I mean,
it's not enough regeneration to be that valuable.
Start.
Yeah, 2 points.
Exactly. Well, but it's an encounter power, so I can only do it once. So it might only give me 2 points, and then I'm
right. And then you did, heal.
You so just yeah. started, and someone goes, "Here, have some healing slap." Oh, hell.
Okay, so that kicked in.
Just enough healing to get your past blood.
So you're burning that.
Yeah, it's an encounter.
Sure.
Okay.
You might have wanted to look and see what else would be with you.
Yeah.
The Cthulhu. And those two guys are just like hand puppets.
No, that's the 6 of them.
Got a waiting
pool. Well, this one is the one that died.
Okay, so where were we?
I was looking around the room to see if there's anybody else in the room.
So how many points am I down to now?
No, there's nobody else in the room. Tabaktu is currently down to 40. You have 10 ongoing, so you're going to drop 10 next turn. So then we whirl click to stack.
Did Scott save out of that thing? He's
yes,
got?
He'll just save it.
Okay.
Or get a chance to save.
No, since he's just sitting there by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4.
I may as well finish him off. I'm going to start healing.
23.
I know you guys are pretty good at that.
Nah,
I'm 26.
Hit.
Yeah, no, I'm in single digits. I ain't worried.
Okay. 16.
Oh, dead.
Sweet.
Number 4 goes down. An arrow through his throat. One through his vital organs.
Ow. Not always. I hate getting shot.
Slaverman.
Yeah, once where you were shot in the organ and the other time you were shot in the guitar. Mm-hmm.
Is it possible to keep one of these guys alive, or do we just want to kill everybody and then go to the boat?
The slaver, or the
Well, if we're going to keep one alive, it's that fire guy.
Fire mage shifts back one square and then drops a firestorm on Stack, catching Bimini and Visra.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Is that kill?
If he hits.
Visra killed last one.
Yes. Bimini, you will get hit.
No!
Yes. Say this isn't so.
It's not possible.
The mighty 67 hit points will fall.
And you will take 6 and 18 is 24.
I got 4 temporary hit points, don't forget.
It's up to him to bring it, not me.
I've got 4 temporary hit points.
18, yes.
From my Hello Kitty sleeping bag.
I haven't hit you yet.
I haven't been hit at all.
I was talking about him.
Oh, okay.
So hang on before you write yours down.
I
missed.
Oh.
Sweet.
And who else is back there? Viscera?
Yeah.
Oh, natural 20, critical.
Ouch.
That is 12, and 18 is 30.
30 damage?
Mathematic.
Yep, and you both are taking ongoing 10.
That's something to jump out of, don't you?
Ongoing.
How far away is it?
Looks like about 6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
You will sleep.
Okay, the flames stick to Bimini and Visra. Continuing to burn.
How much did you say it was?
You're now at 18.
It stops stings, don't it?
Ouch.
Sticks to kids.
And you have 10 ongoing. So you're going to be at 8
good morning.
Your next turn.
Sticks to kids.
You really, somebody really needs to heal.
Who might that be?
Ready?
You'll be doing it.
Next turn, Bimini takes 10 ongoing. Bam! Bimini is bloodied.
Huh? Blade that
you
way.
Went from not being hit, dancing around, to bloodied.
And you're covered in fire.
Is it now my turn?
Can't touch yes. This. Can't touch this.
Okay. Quick Mender.
Oh, yeah.
Swift Mender.
Swift Mender.
You or an ally gains within 5 gets to make a saving throw.
Okay.
19.
I'm not on fire anymore. I wanted 2 shots at that.
I just like the visual of the golden light hands just smoking. You know.
Okay, who needs healing? How much are you down to?
I'm down to 18 and will be down to 8 at the beginning of my next turn.
I think she needs a heal.
Wow. Give her a healing infusion.
Which is how much?
Surge. Your surge plus 5.
Plus 5. And you get 2 of those?
So it's 18 plus 5.
Per encounter?
Per encounter. Yeah.
Mark off a healing surge? Okay. Sure, no, you don't have to mark off a healing surge.
His are surgeless.
It's like,
yeah, I've already spent the surge on mine.
Yeah.
And I hope he didn't have some kind of cone effect.
He's scared he's having the brain thing song.
Life Cap Dart, the Fire Mage.
Ooh, damn.
What's the range on it, Bimbo?
10.
I'm within 10.
Looks like
less.
Maybe
1.
Maybe
11.
Looks like
10
to me.
Okay.
Exactly
10.
Zachary. 12.
Plus 8 versus reflex.
Hit.
Oh, yeah.
Damage.
21.
And who's getting the temps?
Who needs the temps?
I'm at 41.
I
guess I'm at the lowest, aren't I?
Yeah, you better get it yourself.
You?
the cape's defensive capabilities kick in when I'm bloody, too. All my defenses went up by 1.
Okay.
And I'll use the temporary hit points on myself.
Well played.
No, temporaries don't cancel bloody.
Do you want to move your flail with your miner since it's doing nothing?
I think I used my miner.
Just used.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Right? I used everything I had.
Oh, that's right, the healing infusion. Sorry.
Tabuktu, you take 10 ongoing.
That guy's not dead yet?
Nope.
So I get the chance to save?
At the end of your turn.
But your mind is going to do anything, right?
And I can't move.
And you're bloodied.
Oh, I'm bloodied? Oh.
Do you have any range? Anything?
I can throw a hand axe.
Is your -4 to hit?
It wouldn't hurt to throw it, I guess.
Didn't wait. The guy's bloody, didn't he?
No.
Fire mage.
No.
Really?
Not by a long shot.
Yeah, we gotta get on him.
That's what I was trying to get on him, but he's
kind of going on. Him and the first.
You know what? I may just.
That's why I decided to go ahead and use.
I may just spend a second win this turn.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Instead of making an attack at -4.
How much is it?
24 wow. and plus 2 to all defenses.
Gotcha.
And then I try to save.
The guy that we killed easily wasn't actually the leader. He's another one of the slaves.
Yes.
9?
That's not good enough.
Okay.
But either way, we're going to kill the leader.
16?
That's good enough. You need at least 10.
Yeah, I do.
Number...
I knew the 9 was no good, but I was thinking...
is going to...
Now, he's holding the thing around Scott's throat?
No, the archer. The lasher. The,
number 2.
The archer number 2.
Okay. Sorry, my bad.
Archer number 2 is going to jump out the window.
That's probably not smart.
It's like the wind just broke his leg.
He's going to roll, and he's going to fall badly and take damage.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Where's he gonna land?
I guess there's no way I could stop
down here.
On his face.
Right there.
Does a lip skid?
Yeah. Boop, boop,
boop, boop. Takes damage and bloodies himself.
Oh, yeah.
He landed really badly. Viscera.
Just about like that?
About like that.
And take 10 ongoing.
Ouch. Okay, so 13 is not bloodied yet?
13 no. is not bloodied yet.
Neither of those are.
Now, Temple, in your turn, did you move your flail again?
No, I couldn't.
No, he used a minor.
Okay, then I'm going to use Sun Hammer.
Go ahead. On.
I'm going to center it here. So, first 1 and 10.
Okay.
Actually, I think
so
on
versus number 2.
I figured it was better to give myself 21 2 shots
versus
to
will.
Hit.
Damage. 12 damage.
On who?
2. Yeah. And 24 versus Will on 13.
Hit.
So again, 12 damage.
Okay.
I planned on using it anyway on
I'm going to...
He still has a lot of health.
Swing over. You're a dwarf. You can second wind as a minor action.
Yeah, I could.
Well, yeah, there's got to be some benefit to being short and having a beard.
Move. 1, 2, 3...
Did you grab my flail? Did you go by?
Nope.
grab it and drag it up there.
Actually, I'm going to stop here. Minor to surge. Second windows.
Which gives you two more armor class.
It's 18. That's 49. And I'm going to spend my action point.
Go ahead.
Put you in on the legs.
Twist of fate.
I thought you were awfully calm for chewing on your leg.
Yeah. Well, I
that's a degree of pop I've never heard of.
With the neuropathy, I thought it might be mine.
25 versus Will on 13.
Hit.
That is 13 points of damage, and the target can only make basic attacks during its turn.
Oh, yeah.
It takes away all
you do that?
Fire shooting attacks.
Good. I'll
shoot them. And
number two.
18 versus Will.
You still can only use it basic attack.
Hit.
It's 13 damage.
Torrell.
How far is the drop out of the window?
10 feet.
Jump on him.
I would love to do that. So that's only like 2 squares, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hit him from the window. I'm not going to jump out. I'm going to shoot him with Radiant Vengeance.
Go ahead.
Bazong.
He is just getting off the ground.
I'll grab him back in. That's much better. 24 versus reflex.
Hit. Damage.
14.
Poof. He starts to stand up and then slumps down dead.
Sweet.
Him off, my man.
Yeah.
Stack.
Okay.
You have two options. You can shoot 2 or 13.
Oh.
The Fire Mage or the
Lunch Master? I think the Slavers are going to have to rethink their whole ambush strategy next time.
Well, it wasn't really an ambush. It was a negotiation.
Yeah, but
they see how we negotiate. The Hunter could
really they need to rethink their whole negotiation as an ambush next
time. March for death!
Whoa! That's a hot deal.
Wow.
Wait, there it is. Is that 20?
It's 20.
A 1, so it doesn't count.
That's right.
Florals never count.
Floor ham.
Floor
ham.
You're not getting 18 yet.
Damn. I'm going to do my tab at all. 12.
No. Versus?
8. I think they kidnap all these women and children and want to threaten us with it, and they never see us being ruthless, too.
Well, look at
them. Yeah, that's crying shame, but we're just going to kill
you guys. Well, I figured the first guy that did the talking was Tony.
Yeah.
When he got bloodied.
They pulled that trick before on us, so I figured.
It's their favorite trick.
Yeah. But that's why
we don't care. We'll just kill him.
That's why I did all the area effects. I knew I would get the floor ham somewhere in there.
It was three within 15.
Well, I didn't get the window arch.
I thought he could only do basic attacks.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. Ha ha. I said,
Then he is going to use his monkey fire darts on Tabuktu. Those are basic attacks.
Monkey grip.
A natural one. I rolled like five of those.
You suck. So did he throw
and a natural 20.
Oh. So he threw one into his own foot.
So that's 12 and 16. He's that's 28 around. Damage to Tabuktu.
Where am I at right now?
Negative.
Negative.
Wait, wait. Now, I did spend a healing surge.
No, you're 21.
Okay, I was going to say. I don't want to see a basic attack. If
and the guy at the back with the stick.
Bobby.
Boo! You mean this guy right there?
No.
Back here. All right, you're up, Bimini.
I'm up. How far away from me is the fire mage?
10.
Move me up 5.
Move him up 5.
Move my flail up, however much it takes to get to the bad guy.
Wait a minute. Last time you pushed that back, do you want to do that again?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm betting he doesn't have that. Right. That's an encounter or something. That's up to the fire guy?
Well, actually, though, he's still in his turn where he could only do the basic.
Right.
Okay.
Cool. So you can't do that.
Sweet.
And hit him with the mace.
Go ahead. Hit him with the mace.
Oh, wait. No, wait.
That's two letters. Right?
Yeah. How's your health? You're going to need healing, right?
22. Tabuktu is at 21.
How's you? Everybody else? Anybody else?
I'm okay. Tabuktu 49. And yourself are the only ones in bad shape.
What am I at? 35.
28 plus 10.
And you're at what?
35.
Okay, well.
Tabuktu is at 21. The worst person is Tabuktu.
Yeah, my damage isn't worth enough to just. Give Scott a healing infusion.
Okay. How much is that?
That is a surge plus 5. So it's 24.
29?
That would be better than...
You're no longer bloodied.
Sweet.
Yay!
It's about 2.
Okay. Take a step right here.
Okay.
To gain combat advantage.
Don't forget...
Yep, that gives me... It doesn't give me combat
advantage. You can use your... No, you can use your dagger for a combat advantage.
Ah, because Laura's adjacent?
Yeah.
She's adjacent to me.
No, she just has to be adjacent to the bad guy.
She's not.
Well, she's not.
No, okay. My flail is.
Your flail doesn't have a dagger.
No, but I do.
Does.
And I'm controlling the dagger, the flail. Yes, it should. If it uses my skills and all my stuff, that's the same thing as me standing up there.
So anyway, go on with what you're doing.
That's a well thought out.
That's a well thought out concise argument.
Denied.
Bastard.
I think I'm gonna need with the blood strike.
You know, this is the reason. The only reason I want to run campaigns is to get him back.
That'll be a total 20.
Yeah. You know, and he wonders why, you know.
Blood strike does 23 points of damage, but since I'm
you're not.
If you were the target, I'm not bloody anymore. Like, crap,
what do
neither is the fire mage.
Yeah.
Okay, but he does take. It's 24 because
Because you're raging.
Because I'm raging. Exactly. But then number two takes 5 from being adjacent to me.
Just being a jerk.
That bad
wearing
guy.
A mask.
Oh, and I'm gonna go ahead and trigger the iron skin belt.
Go ahead.
Which gives me plus 5 damage resistance until the end of my next turn.
Are you no longer bloody?
I'm no longer bloody. Which kind of cost me some damage this time.
I took care of that. But, well, you were going to die.
What was I adjacent to?
I think I'm going to steal somebody's dagger and hang it on my flail.
If you move in adjacent to me in that square, then the daggers will give you combat advantage on either of these schmucks.
Yeah. It's an encounter power that each dagger has. As long as you're adjacent, you and somebody with another dagger are adjacent to it, you get a combat advantage.
Damn it.
No. You think any of these guys got 7-foot tall chain armor? No.
Hey, if I duct tape one of these daggers to my flail, could it then have...
No!
Are they undead?
No.
Duct tape.
Ye old duct tape job.
Okay, I'm going to hit number 13.
That's your waterfowl.
25 versus reflex.
Yep.
Using the spear of the Inquisitor.
Damage.
15 damage, and it's radiant damage, if that matters. Yep. And the target is immobilized until the end of my next turn. Yep.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. He can't run away. This is the guy that we want to kill, the guys that keep running away.
Right. But he can do anything he wants to in that square.
13,
did
you get that one? 13?
Yeah.
He can still move in that square.
He can build the Eiffel Tower in that square, but he can't get out of it.
Flashmaster.
Are either of those bloody, Dennis?
No.
Okay. Dear God in heaven. I've used every
The Lashmaster is going to shift back and crack his whip.
Crack
his whip. Crack on Visra. Missed.
Oh, yeah.
Perel.
What? Did you know?
You? I remember when you played this game.
Seems so long ago.
You're still up on the balcony, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're not Steve trying to cross the street.
I'm going to use Radiant Vengeance on number two. I'm going to oath him, and I'm going to use Radiant Vengeance on him. 17 or a 17. Plus 8 versus reflex.
Hit. Damage.
14 damage. And I gain 5 temporary hit points.
Really?
All right, can I still get my regen?
Yes.
Yeah, so temporary stone effect. Anyway.
Okay, now I'm going to start heading downstairs.
You're going to go...
The old-fashioned way.
You can climb out the window and drop down as a free action. Or not as a move
action. As a move action.
He just jumped. He was trying to get out.
So that's true.
Whole action just get me to the ground, or can I move forward a little bit?
The whole action will take you to the ground.
All right,
One hex in front of a window in front of the ground. Or the tavern.
Square.
Boom, action. Stack.
Number 10. Number 13.
Scratch.
Two fang. 29.
Hit. It sounded like that was a bad thing. Anyway. That's like...
25.
I didn't get into the 30s.
Yeah. Well, with Randy, it is. Scott's good roll is he gets into double digits.
Yeah.
Randy, that's fine.
Well, I have missed tonight, but it was on stuff that I could reroll. So
I've missed a lot more.
I haven't missed anything. It's amazing.
Fire Mage!
You know how much more fun it is when you don't miss
anything? Fire Mage? Come on.
He is immobilized.
He's
not blooded.
Immobilized. Which means he can't back up, which means if he attacks anybody with most of his attacks, we get opportunity on it.
How long does a base attack thing last? Is it over, or is it the end of the counter, or what?
Oh, that's right. I think it's
the base attack.
Until the end of her next turn, is what it was, I believe.
Okay. No, but it's over he's still now. Fighting.
Yeah, he's good, except for he's mobilized. So, he looks at Tabaktu and Vishra, and everybody in general, and says, everybody on one ship is now going to die.
Everybody in this street now going to
bring
die.
Me the airship, and I will let you have the other ship's worth of people. Yeah. And then he says some muttered word, and you see him get sucked into a ring on his hand. And then the ring goes, falls to the ground spinning.
That's sad.
That's
well, we've written them off anyway, so. Yeah.
Is he dead or not?
I'm sorry.
No, he just disappeared.
If you're stupid enough to walk aboard the slaver ship.
All right, let's finish number two then.
After we told them, and we told them, and we
number
told
two
them.
Is going, huh? What?
They, what?
Is that ring hammer sitting over
there?
Is the ring still there?
Yes. Yeah,
it's on the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. The monkey boy's still there?
Yep.
Two is still there.
And the other guy's gone, so get him off my map. Of course, I don't have anything that can attack.
You can throw a dagger.
Okay. I'll throw a dagger at him. Static shock is, but...
-2 for the range.
No, it's not. How far am I
from? 5'10".
How far am I from him?
You're
away. Sorry, I was looking at stats.
I moved up.
He's six away.
So you're six away. So step forward one.
Step forward one.
7.
Plus 9 versus reflex. 16.
Hit.
14 damage.
And he gets a -2 against his...
Attack rolls.
Talk to.
Hang on, I ain't done.
Whoa.
I got mine.
He is filling.
Who's health is low?
Up to him.
Anybody low? Help?
Nope.
Help?
Nobody's
help?
Bloody.
Go ahead and move your
flail. Move the flail up next to him. Behind you. Wherever.
Yeah. Okay, the box tube will slide.
Is two
right
bloody
here.
Yet?
No.
Good God. Get a lot of hit points whacking people with that lash.
And,
well, he is the Lash Master.
He is indeed.
If he was easy to kill, he'd be the Lash Apprentice.
Al Fury.
Alec. Why?
So there's nobody around him, is there?
No.
Recoup strike.
Recoup a dice.
Yeah, you've got more dice on the ground than anybody else. Everybody else rolls dice. You don't see us dropping them on the floor.
18 total. Whatever the
computer
board. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's 16 damage. 17 damage since I'm raging.
I've dropped virtual dice.
And I gain 8 temps.
It's even worse.
There's still pixels.
An enemy adjacent. I don't have another enemy adjacent to me, so it doesn't matter.
Well, Mr. Didn't Matter.
Well, if I have a Crimson Hurricane going, any adjacent enemy gets 5 points of damage. Just the general.
Visra!
Can't wonder if they can turn that ring in. Certainly don't want to keep it around.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if he's hiding it.
Yeah, is there a way to call him back?
That'd be funny. I can work the arcana. It's like dance reverse calling, and it sucks him back.
I rolled the one.
He's on the toilet.
Lashmaster looks at Tabaku. Can we negotiate?
Yeah. We negotiate.
Yeah, we need some intel.
You're going to have that twist.
Right, I take good care. No one hurts you.
Okay, then he drops his whip and drops to his knees, puts his hands over his head.
We need intel. That's good.
Are you going to now kill him, or can I end this encounter?
You can end this encounter. We're going to take him and question him.
Okay.